And he said, oh, put
get that bewitched. That's what we want to preach on. Thank you, Jerry. I get all that on radio. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? And that's what we want to preach on. Bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Said he was there among you and said, who has bewitched you that you don't obey the truth anymore? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, listen to what it said. He said, having begun in the Spirit and are now made perfect by the flesh. He said, what's wrong? He said, you begun in the flesh, in the Spirit. Now you're made perfect by the flesh. So what he's saying, you started in the Spirit and you turned back to the flesh or the law for the answers. And I thought, man, I looked on 51 years as a Christian, and the things that I've seen happen, and the things in the last 15 to 20 years that I've seen that bewitched us. Things that took our mind and our hearts and our souls away from God. Some things, and I'm talking about, Bill, what a battle sometimes it is to make myself get up and read, to make myself go to the woods and pray, to make myself meditate upon the Word of God. Because there are so many things there to bewitch my mind. There's so many things. The Spirit of God came into me and saved my soul. I heard it this week preached this. Just plain out pitiful, amen, to me. But it said, once the Spirit of God is in you, it can't never get out. Oh, what a weak God he's got. Oh, what a weak God. He's got it entrapped in his body and it can't get out. What a weak God he's got. I'm going to tell you, if I start rejecting God, the Bible said that he wouldn't dwell in an unclean temple. This is the temple of God, and the Spirit of God won't dwell in an unclean temple. If I quit shouting it ain't God's fault, I quit being letting God be first. Abba, Father, brother, priest, through Sunday school, I've quit letting God be the superior being in my life. I've let my mind go and be bewitched of the things in this old world. I've went back to the flesh, if you'll have it that way. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And you know, I'll never get out all that God has laid on my heart this morning. I'm sure I'll never get it all out. But we'll go into Acts chapter 8 of the book of Acts, and we'll start reading. But there, in the first part of Acts, and they were there in Jerusalem, and the power of God came down, and Philip and them began to preach, amen. And Paul just had, there was great persecution on the church, and Paul just had, he held the coat there of Stephen, and they just had killed Stephen. They stoned Stephen to death for preaching the Word of God, and they were great persecution on the church, and there was trouble in the land to a point that Philip and them had to leave. And it said that Philip went down into Samaria, and we know without a doubt under the law that the Samaritans were the Samaritans were people that you wasn't supposed to fool around with, if you'll have it. The Samaritans were the dogs of the land, but glory to God, the Jews in Jerusalem, they got so bad, amen, they couldn't stay there because they were threatening, they were killing them, and there was persecution against the church. And I look today, glory to God, and there's persecution against the church. Amen. They're rising up in every direction with a new denomination. And I thought about how they're raising up with new TV programs. How they're looking for some way to con you out of your money. How they're looking for some way to draw you to their program. They're looking for some way, and I'm telling you, there's some good ones out there. Don't get me wrong, but I've never seen today so many wants to make a living off of the Word of God. So many, bless God, they'll tell you anything in the world that you want to hear, amen, to please your soul, amen, and to preach you what you want to hear. If you'll send them the check, they'll promise you that that bottle of water will heal you and you'll never be sick again. Another will say, if you'll come and follow me, you'll never have no more problems. I'm telling you, there's still some good ones out there, honey, but they're raising up in every direction, glory to God, and they're false prophets sent straight out of hell, amen, to deceive the people, and we've got so many things on our mind, we've let our mind be bewitched. I'm telling you what the Bible said, we need discerning of the Spirit in our soul. We need to know if the Spirit is of God or if it is of the devil. I'm going to tell you something, some of the best water I ever drank come out from under 89, up under the old spring, honey, but if there's a healing in it, it's God, amen. Glory to God, it's God. We used to stop and get some when we was working in different places where we couldn't drink the water and didn't have no water. We got that spring water. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if there's healing in it, it's of God. Amen. I'd rather have that than that that comes through the sewers of Mount Airy. Amen. I like that old water out from under the 89 there, the spring in Pipetown. But glory to God, what I'm talking about is deception in the land today. People are trying to learn more and more. And I thought about even in prison, and maybe he'll hear this, and I told him, I said, man, I can't even speak English, much less Greek. And he got out a blackboard and he went to trying to explain words in Greek. I'm not a Grecian. I'm not a Jew, amen, and I'm not from Romania. I'm just an old country boy from Logap, glory to God. If you're going to talk to me till I can understand it, amen. Glory to God, till I'll know what you're saying, and I'll know if you're right or wrong, amen. If you're talking some Greek to me or trying to explain a Greek word, I'm telling you, we're trying to explain our way out and show how smart we are. The more I think about it, the more I see how dumb I am. To wait 26 years before I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart as my Savior. Before I set Him up as superior in my life. Before I'd step out and say, I'm a Christian. I thought about even down the road, Ramsey, before I'd step out and say that God has called me to preach and put my faith and my trust in God that He would allow me to pastor Mount Vernon Church. I thought about today how little and how small we are. That we're afraid to take another step and say that God sent me to tell you how you need to be saved. God has sent me to tell you how the life that you're living ain't just exactly right. How the life that you're living today, you can't go to heaven. But you joined the church and oh, you was baptized down at the creek. I'm going to show you a man in Acts right here shortly that done the same thing. Glory to God. But his heart wasn't right with God. We went through the actions of being a Christian. Honey, but is our name written in the Lamb Book of Life? I'm going to tell you, it ain't bought with money. I don't care how much money you got, how much recognition you got. I need to recognize Jesus today. I'm just a passing through, Shirley. I don't have much longer left in this walk of life. I just need to preach Jesus. I need to lift up holy hands and say, what I've got, God gave it to me. What I will have, God gave it to me. What's happened in my life, God gave it to me. I'm a dummy, honey, but I got saved by the marvelous grace of God, and God said, if you'll go, I'll go with you. I'll give you the message. I'll take care of you. When you're sick, I'll heal you. Glory to God. He said, whatever you need, I am. I am the great I am. I will take care of you if you'll trust me. Glory to God. I thought about, there's some things that we cannot learn. Only time will bring them to us. Only times. We don't jump up the first week we're saved and know everything. We might have some man knowledge. We may be smart and have all kind of degrees. But honey, there's some things that you learn in the walk of God that man can't give you, that man can't take away from you. And you know there's a reality in serving God. Hallelujah. I need to go on. Amen. We go to the fifth verse of the eighth chapter of Acts. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached. What did he preach? Christ unto them. I thought about Now, I said some things to Ramsey there that kind of bothered me a few days ago. That kind of bothered me. But I thought, and I'm going to straighten that out with you, what I meant. You know, I spent 51 years trying to get people that saved in church. I spent 51 years trying to tell people they're all right, get them to receive the healing and the power and the blessings of God when I could have been out there preaching to the lost.
Right.
I spent 28 years at Mount Vernon trying to pastor the church to keep the church excited. Bless God, if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't going to be excited.
Right.
If you're living in sin, I don't care what I do or what I say, you ain't going to be excited.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you something else. If you got Jesus, bless God, you can't unexcite you.
Come on.
Amen. Glory to God. If you got Jesus first in your life, He's superior in your life. That's probably proper English. You can't unexcite you. Amen. Glory to God. When you know that you know that you know your name's written in the Lamb Book of Life, and you know that whatever problem comes up, He's bigger than that. Glory to God. They can't unexcite you. When you're deaf and your loved ones pass away, and your loved ones cause you trouble, and they call you and cuss you out over the phone, glory to God, I'm glad you can't be unexcited. Amen. Glory to God. If you got Jesus first in your life, we are winners. When our kids is sick and troubled, it breaks our heart. We get all discouraged, down and out of heart. Glory to God. But if we got Jesus, amen, if He's superior in our life, if He's above, if He's the bright and the morning star, if He's above everything else, glory to God, how in the world can we be broken down and crying and give up? I've never heard as many people crying and caring. Eight people in prison with a life sentence has got a better shot out than us in churches, God.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because they've been stopped and got out of the things of the world and got their heart right with God, and they know they got a new home.
Amen.
The prison is only temporary, but we are continuously building and buying and running here and looking at that. We're continuously never satisfied with what we got. When you know you got a one block and that's it, you know you're going to eat what they bring on the table, or you ain't going to eat. You know you're going to sleep on the bed they give you. When you know you can't get nothing else but what's there, you got to turn to God. So you know why America's heading downhill? We're going to have to turn to God. We're going to have to turn to God. Let me read the Word of God. Man, that's a good message. I'm telling you. Ooh, I'm stirred. S-T-I-R-E-D, stirred. I'm excited about this. And the people, he said, when he got down there in Samaria in the sixth verse, and he said, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
Amen.
They done went and got excited. Amen. And people down there in Samaria, the dogs.
Yes, sir.
The dogs of Israel, Samaria. The dogs of that country, they done heard the Word of God. For unclean spirits crying with loud voices. You think the unclean spirits quiet? I'm going to tell you, us Livy Lillard Baptists, hey man, we don't even believe the devil can get in us. And I'm going to tell you why he's done slipped in and deceived you, and you're loaded with it. Hello? I'm preaching the truth today, honey. I'm telling us what God has told us to preach today. The unclean spirit crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. There was great joy in that city. Can I tell you something? And I don't go as much as I used to, but I used to be in different surroundings, different types of worship, different types of churches, and maybe in just some meetings or home prayer meetings. But glory to God, when the Spirit of God come down, when we begin to get things right, there was joy in the camp. And I'm going to tell you why there aren't more souls get saved in church. Can I tell you? Because there's too many hypocrites.
Amen.
There's been too many that's bewitched with the things of the world and not serving God.
Right.
There's too many that's reaching out for things that they can have, or self-recognition, or to lift up self, glory to God, to let the Spirit of God work. I'm going to tell you something. Going on 52 years, I've never saved a soul. I ain't never kept one. Amen. I've worshipped with some good ones, and I've worshipped with some little ones. I've worshipped with some that stayed, and I've worshipped with some that just passed through. But God is still God. Just exactly like I read about Him in the book way back yonder when I started reading the book. He's alive, glory to God. Sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. He cares about us. If the world hates us, He cares about us. Sent His Son, His only Son, to die that we could be set free. And He said in the 9th verse, but there was a certain man named Simon, which before time, in the same city, used sorcery. And what did he do with sorcery? He bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And I thought, seemingly, we don't see it as much as we did a few years back, but you'd see signs on the road, palm readers. We'd see sorceries. And I know, I've sat down and talked to people. I'm talking about in a low-gap community. I've sat down and talked with people that have spent God-given money to go to a palm reader. I'm talking about people not with a low high IQ, but a high IQ. I'm talking about people that sit in church. I'm talking about a lady. They never give it suicide, but I know in my heart, 50 years old, I worked with her. She sat in this church. I know without a doubt in my mind that it was an overdose of prescription medicine. And she'd go to her horoscope for answers. Straight out of hell. Deceived. Told me, been in church all of her life, raised in church. This ain't right. Why? I guess it's, I don't get a paper, but does it still come out in paper? The horoscopes?
Tell it.
How many is looking to it? How many will give you a number to call and they'll help you? I'm going to tell you, some of these with a three-piece suit and a tie on, bless God, ain't no better than a soothsayer. I'm going to show you in the Word of God what happened to this Samaritan named Solomon. He said, there was a certain man called Solomon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And I thought about, I know Christian people that run to the stock market. Honey, God knows what my stock market needs. I know, and they bring out on TV, I don't even know what NASDAQ is. I don't have no idea. But I know what God is. But we look to these things for our answers. And I thought, if we're not careful, we plan our life around the radio weather person. If we're not careful, we're led. We're bewitched. I can ask you, and I found some good stuff on my phone. I mean, I can just sit down and I get, at 9 o'clock, a verse of Scripture comes on. Well, it puts my mind, at 9 o'clock in the morning, it puts my mind in tune with God. And it's even tried to change. I put it in as King James Version. It tried to change over to somebody else. I finally get it punched back, and lately it hadn't changed. But the deceiver is out there. But what I'm talking about, we can go to that, and we you can take your references in your Bible. They're man-given references. You better work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm going to tell you, I can read the Scofield Bible and follow every reference in the Scofield Bible, and I'm preaching out of one. And I can follow every reference in it, and it's eternal security.
Yes, sir.
It's unconditional.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I think, well, how much smarter is he than I am? He ain't none. He believed a lie. Yeah, he ain't none. I done searched this thing out with the Holy Ghost power of God. I didn't come to this overnight or one day or the first month. I searched out the Word of God. I seen people shout the victory and out. I seen people stand in the pulpit and leave the pulpit and run off with another woman and marry again.
Come on, brother, tell it.
I've seen this. They can't tell me. They can have masters here and a DD here and another degree here and this and over here, but it can't change what I know about the Word of God. I know some things about the Word of God. And he said that he was some great power, and to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. He had bewitched them with sorcery. We know without a doubt, in Moses' time and under Pharaoh, and there was magicians and sorcerers that could do the same thing that Moses done. And we won't go into the story there. But they had power. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, this is in the New Bible. 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 11, I can look it up. But it tells us, for us not to marvel about these things, because Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light.
Amen.
And it tells us in Revelation that the beast can heal the deadly wound. So why can't we get this today? That Satan has power.
Yes, sir.
He is the prince and the power of the air. Why do I think that I can jump up with my knowledge and withstand Satan? Why do I think that I can go to mission church and withstand Satan? Why do I think that I can take a little part out of God's Word and still withstand Satan? Why do I think that? Because I've been bewitched by false doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I've been bewitched by false doctrine. Let me read on in God's Word. I'd like to give you something here. Sorcery is magic. Diviner or divination, by supposed assistance of evil spirits or power of commandment of the evil spirits. And I remember listening to, it was before CDs, it was on a cassette. And they had the devil had aluminum ball in Pennsylvania. And that part of their worship service was on this cassette. You may have listened to one of them. Somebody here in the church listened to one of them. But how they worship the Satan, how they pull together and they come together to worship Satan, to lift up Satan. This same man, Solomon, listen to me. He bewitched the people with sorcery. He went out and he told them that they were healed. You know what? Have you ever been sick of a dog and go to the doctor and get feeling better before you see him? I have. I have left. Said, well, what am I doing here? I ain't even sick. But our healing's in our mind a lot of times. Our sickness is in our mind. Oh, I'm hurting so bad I just can't get out of bed this morning. I ain't going to go. My young one's just crying. What in the world am I going to do? We're defeated. Church, I'm telling us the truth, bless God. I'm not a 16-year-old that ain't never been out in the country.
That's right.
Amen. I remember taking Scotty one time when he was about 11 or 12, and we waited and we waited and we waited, didn't have an appointment. And me and him agreed together, and I helped him. That he is about better. And we went home. Yeah. After about 45 minutes sitting waiting on somebody, I'm about better. I can get over that, can't you, bro? Yeah. I can sneeze at home good as I can sneeze sitting there. I can do it openly at home and I have to cover it there. Amen. But think about what I'm saying. God has laid this message on my heart. How many have we seen? Let me read to you what bewitched is. Bewitched is to be charmed. Any advertisement you see, Hardy's ain't going to say, this hamburger could have, what is that? Selenomy? What is that? Yeah. Oh, it could be rotten. This could be bad. It might have. Or they ain't going to rent you that motel room and say, we have had Legionnaires' disease that come through these filters and these ductworks.
Yeah.
They ain't going to do that. This is the best room you'll ever have. And this hamburger is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a place that I've always got good food this week. It's always been the best. As a sourced ivory, I should have sent it back. It was last week's bread. Had to be. You can't make it that tough, fresh. But what I'm talking about, we just go ahead and put up with it.
Yeah.
The junk that's coming over our airways and we still listen to it.
That's right.
Amen. We're supporting it. We're supporting it. We can look. They're sitting in the White House in every seat and they're bewitched. All they can see is get their party in. They don't care about you and Beulah and Logap. So they can be recognized. Can I tell you, and I can't put a number on it, I ain't that smart, but there's hundreds of thousands standing behind the pulpit today that would quit if there wasn't no money in it. If there wasn't no recognition in it. I'm telling us the truth. To charm. Or to fascinate. Come on, church. Y'all need to slow down and get this. Does vacation charm and fascinate you?
No.
It makes me sick at my stomach. But I know y'all ain't as old as I am. But I'm telling you, we get our kids all stirred up. Hello? It's the quietest service I'll ever preach. This could be my last one. This could be my last one. To charm or fascinate. To please. Randy, you've been around enough to know. If you bring the word and come against them, they don't shout. You know what they'll do? They won't invite you back. Have you ever been not invited back? Hey, I've been not invited back. Yeah, I've been asked not to stay as long as I did. I got some pretty strict directions this week. I said, oh, you don't have to worry about that now. I just don't preach for about 20 minutes. I'm getting old. You don't have to worry about me going overtime, Mike. Just stay with me 20 minutes, will you? How about it, Mrs. Holt? Stay with me 20 minutes. Can't preach an hour no more. But they're worried for it. I'm going to take their time. They've been bewitched. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Larry had stayed another 30 minutes in church, he wouldn't have hit that same car head on down yonder. Would he, Brenda?
Right. Amen.
Holler, amen. You're off quiet today,
right.
Too. I'm going to take him front row. Maybe he's, come on. Maybe he's saying something. Come on here. Johnny, you don't care if he says for you, do you?
Well,
there's two little boys that's going to be my prayer warriors. Right there's one of them. Bo, where you at? Where's Bo? You come right back in and sit right there. Hey, Bo, you're way too far back. Come on, boy. Get over on that mourner's bench and pray for you, preacher, will you?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this message if I don't ever get another. We're going to finish this message. And it says, to charm or fascinate, to please, to such a degree, listen to this, this is Webster's Dictionary, to such a degree, it takes away the power of resistance. Is these young'uns on opiates? I may not have said that right. But it's a disaster in our county.
Yes, sir.
And it's took over their resistance, their power of resistance. They'll steal off of grandma.
Yes, sir.
Steal off of grandpa. How do you know all this, Bill? I got one.
Yeah. Head on, Bill.
Bless them, Lord.
Terry, how you know you got one? How you know you've had one?
Bless them, Lord.
What, they're bewitched.
Amen.
You know what? He said, this ain't going to happen to you. He said, you are stronger than that man that ended up in jail because he done that.
Trick.
I remember mine said, meth will never get me because I'm not going to fool with it. I remember that.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to admit where you're at. Yeah, where we're at. Said, oh, this can't happen to me.
Really?
My daddy goes to church and he prays. Uh-huh. This can't happen to me. The lady up the road, she said, I've lived so close to the Lord, I can't believe that my little daughter run off and married another man.
Come on.
I can't believe that. They bewitched.
Come on.
They believed a lie. I'm telling the truth, church. The church is bewitched. They think it can't happen to them. Who makes you ill, Brad? The devil. Yeah. But he'll tell you ain't going to go overboard. Well, somebody goes overboard and kills somebody. Think about. And I can't go with the time, but I never dreamed of a school shooting when I came up. Up to what? 20 years ago, I never dreamed of a school shooting. I might could dream of somebody coming in with a Bible and reading John 3:16 to me and have prayer.
Amen.
Put the fear of God in my heart. Can I tell you, we've been bewitched through our White House, through our government system, to believe that we can't fall. We're falling, America, because we've left God. Hey, man, the altar's open if anybody needs it. I'm preaching through. You can't reject the Word of God. You can't reject the power of God. It'll be here forever. It'll be here forever. But when they believed Philip, listen to this 12th verse. But when they believed Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And he said, and these were in Samaria. I'm talking about a sinful place that didn't know nothing about God. But when they heard the Word of God, what is the devil trying to take out of our churches? The Word of God. Why is there 40-some different religions in our prison? Why is there some, I don't even know how many different they call Bible. Some of them have took the blood out, the saving grace of God. They took the darling Son of God out. And they still call it worship. Yo. May like this and you may not. But if you ain't careful in some of these concerts, it ain't there. We've been bewitched. We go to worship God.
No doubt. Come on, baby.
We go with a clean mind.
Tell me.
And I remember weeks in Florida. And I forgot his name, but I had people calling me and say, you need to listen to this, that program on TV, and how many souls he's seeing saved. Ended up with a couple or three different women. How about our buddy that had got out of prison, come right here, rode a motorcycle, gave his testimony of what God had done for him. What God had done for him. I got a call on the phone after a while. We tried to help him. Got a call and said, this man is lying, you all. He's bewitched you all. He showed y'all something that he's not doing. Said, matter of fact, I'm not his wife. I'm just living with him and he's trying to move another in.
Yeah.
Hello, church. I'm telling us the truth. Oh, you say this don't happen in these Holy Roly Baptists, but it does. It does happen. I could be gone tomorrow, except by the grace of God.
Amen.
Don't trust in me. I'm doing what I can to tell you the truth and help you. But don't trust in me. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go back to the flesh. Let me read to you what the Word of God said. Then Simon himself believed. What did Simon do? He was a sorcerer. He bewitched the people. And he done many, many mighty things. many mighty things. And the people followed him. And he said, you know, that horoscope, it'll hit us. How about them Chinese fortune cookies? Hello? There'll be something on there that you can believe if you ain't careful. Then Simon himself believed also. And lo and behold, he was baptized. And believe this or not, the Baptists don't even believe that. He continued with Philip. And he wondered. Ain't that a new convert? He wondered.
Come on.
Oh, I'm still wondering. And I'm not quite a new convert. But as a new convert, I wondered. Sometimes I wondered if I'd made a mistake. I wondered if I'm really saved. And then I growed out of that. And I began to wonder what was next for me. And then in church, I thought everybody in church was right. And then when I seen some breakdown, and this preacher preached this Sunday this, and that preacher next Sunday preached that, a division, I thought somebody ain't right. I began to wonder. Amen. And I'd go on down the road and I wondered. And then I wondered, what am I going to do? And then I wondered, am I right? Have I got everything right? And he said, and beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. He was looking at these miracles and signs that was done, seeing what was happening. And when the apostle, which were at Jerusalem, see, a bunch had to leave because there was a persecution, but a few stayed in Jerusalem. And when the people, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. They sent them some help down there in Samaria. They sent them some help. And you know, when we have a real revival, it's God sending us some help. Sending us some help. But let me tell you something, Christians. Let's grow up. Let's quit whining and crying over every time the sun don't shine at our house. Let's quit moaning and groaning. We're going to have troubles. But all these troubles are just common to man. And God said, I'm bigger than your problem, bigger than your troubles. He left us example after example. Trouble after trouble, he showed us that he took care of. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but he will take care of. So I don't need to grumble. I don't need to cry and moan and groan. I need to praise God. I'm too bad to mutter and grumble. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. There they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's kind of went away. But there's a doctrine in the prisons and in different places that you've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. This is the only place, and it said they were just baptized in the name of Jesus because they didn't know the Holy Ghost. He wasn't yet on him. So we're so confused today. And can I tell you, that's why we're bewitched.
Amen.
I've seen people trying to receive something that they done got.
Heaven, Lord.
Why would I keep, come on, church. Why would I keep trying and praying for the Lord to give Janet to me, and he gave it to me in 1959? Why? And I'd sure to God be crazy to pray for her to look like she did in 1959.
Yeah.
Amen. But we're bewitched. We let our mind go back to how it used to be. Let's take what we got today and go with it.
Amen.
If she went back to what she was in 1959, I'd be out.
Yeah.
Absolutely, brother. I'd be in fifth place. But don't our minds go there? I think Johnny calls it flashback. Why don't we be honest? I've probably thought, and I can't count much past 100, but I've probably thought 100 times, I'm going to get in my car, have my retirement check sent somewhere, and leave town. Well, I was bewitched. I believed a lie. I was deceived. I'm preaching you the Word of God, church. Whether you want to have it or not, I'm preaching you the Word of God. And he said in the 17th verse, Then laid they their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Philip, Peter, and John. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. He must have been a pretty well-to-do man, because he had used sorcery to bewitch the people, and he had a great following.
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Please listen to what I'm saying. That old man come back.
Come on. Yes,
that old man came back.
Yes, sir.
He remembered how when he walked down the street, all these people were looking to him for the answer. Come on, church. Some of these big drug dealers,
right.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
The people, when they seen them, they wanted them.
Yes, sir.
And these people that had all of this clout couldn't handle it after they got saved. Come on.
Help them, Lord.
You know what they done? They might have not offered money, but they said, I'll go back with them. Simon said the same thing. That's what he'd always done. Was made money with sorcery.
Yes, sir.
Said, I'll just go back. How about this old bootlegger that always made a living bootlegging? Said, what you going to do? Let me give you this. Our government system is set up, and I won't never forget it. And it was at a dead-end road. I can just see the old man and woman now. And I sat down and started talking to him about the Lord one day. I said, y'all care if I eat lunch here on your porch and have my lunch packed? I said, you care if I sit down here and eat lunch with y'all? And they said, no, go ahead. And I got talking to them. Don't remember their name at all. But they finally told me that they loved the Lord. They said, we're not married. And I thought, duh, all of this don't go together. So I kept on and I listened. I quit talking while I listened. And they said, we cannot buy groceries and pay rent on what we draw. They said, we've just been friends. He sleeps over there, I sleep over there. Since I've got this age, I understand some of that. Y'all get that in a little bit. But they said, we agreed to try to put our funds together till we could live out of the nursing home. We didn't have no other place to go. And I thought our government has put us in that place.
Amen.
I thought if you get a job, you probably can't make as much as you can draw. So we go get another young one.
And guess what?
And that raises our pay.
And food stamp.
And then we know we ain't right.
Help him, Lord.
Church, I'm preaching the truth. We've been bewitched.
Come on, brother. Come on.
And we've let it go till Satan has drove us into a corner.
Right.
I'm faring well right now, but how long is it going to last?
Amen.
How long? How long?
Yes, sir. Help him, Lord.
How long? Paul had a battle with his past all of his life. Places he went, he had to go off and pray for a couple of years and study to get enough of the power of God on him to face what he had to face. Imagine sitting in prison with those that you had locked up. Those that you turned the key on. Hello? And the lights being turned off. I want us to get what the Word of God's saying. And when Simon saw that through heaven, laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah.
Down there in Babylon? He called all of his magicians or soothsayers to interpret the handwriting. To tell me what I need to do. So what I'm saying, they're real. Do you remember a man named Samuel? That's over there in 1 Samuel, I think. We'd have to look it up. But Saul passed a decree that all witches would be done away with. I'm just paraphrasing this. They couldn't do it. But Saul got in trouble.
Yes, sir.
What he done when he lost the power of God, he said, God has departed from me.
Yes, sir.
So he went. You know where he went? He went to the witch of Endor.
Amen.
And he disguised himself so she wouldn't recognize him. And this witch discomforted Samuel.
Yes, sir.
Brought him up.
Sure.
Said, "What have you done to me?" So is there power in this? Listen to what I'm saying.
Help him, Lord.
Why is opiates taking Surrey County? I'm going to tell you why. And they didn't agree with me. It's going to take more than getting transportation to Daymark to heal them.
Amen.
Yeah. One right after another has told me that. So what we're doing is going in the back door. We don't want to offend. Stop the opiates.
That's right.
Right. Come on.
Go to the drugstore.
That's right.
Shut it down.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
Through prayer, it could be done.
That's right.
Through prayer, it could be done.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm about done. Holler hallelujah. You know what? A witch practices sorcery, black art. You know, there used to be, the old Indians had witch doctors. But they were evil spirits. They were evil spirits. And 20th verse, I go to 19, saying, "Give me also this fire. If y'all will bend with me any length of time," I'm talking about 40 years, "you've been in some of these services where some of this went on. Will you listen to me?" Saying, "Give me also this power that whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." There's very few people that wants to go hide. They want to show off who they are. Show what clout they got. Want everything that everybody else has got. Amen. If I can discern the Spirit, why can't I? If he can, why can't I? If he can preach, why can't I? He said, "Make you calling an election sure." We want to be like whoever is being recognized.
Bless him, Lord.
I personally don't want to be like Billy Graham. He's dead.
That's right.
I personally don't. But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Is that not the day that we're living today? That we can buy what we want. We can tell them because we're sitting in authority. Look in our government system, church. I'm in authority. Some things happened this week here in Surrey County. That blessed my heart. That blessed my heart. That I know only God could do. Only God could fix. Some prayers I've been praying. And God fixed it. 21st, he said, "Thou hast neither part nor law in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." My friend, we don't have no destiny in this matter. I mean, this is not ours. Though, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. And old Peter said to him, he said, "Repent therefore at this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." He didn't do it, but he said the thought of his heart. Come on, church. Sin is close. Sin is close by. Lord have mercy. Let me turn over to see if I can find this right quick. In Revelations. Revelations 18:23. He said, "And the light..." He's talking about Babylon. He said, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride, that means the voice of the Lord or the bride, the church. He said, the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Is that not scary? Babylon was a place. But he said, Jesus ain't going to speak there no more. The church ain't going to speak there no more. There ain't going to be no more light there. This is 18 and 23 of Revelation. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Neighbor, we are living in a time today, I don't know how we could make it without oil petroleum. It would shut down. It would shut down. But we're deceived in believing this is the greatest thing ever come to America. The greatest thing that we could ever have. I'm going to tell you, when some of the old saints, and I've heard some of them, walked the dirt roads, I remember old man Glenn Killen, been gone a good while. But he'd pray up here on the side of Saddle Mountain. And I remember right in there where I live now, if the wind was right, you could hear him out on the side of that mountain praying. I know it's uphill to there, but could they hear me praying up there? I've been down to the altar probably six times this week, a bunch. But could they hear me praying up there? Well, I'm scared to death. Somebody over here hear me, Scotties. Yeah. Somebody down on the Goodson Road. I'm telling us the truth, church. We kneel down beside of our bed. 2 minutes. If we got a long time, 2 minutes.
Right.
Lord, take care of my family.
Right.
Save mine. Feed me. Keep me warm tonight and pray the lights don't go out. Hello? I'm being honest, church. I'm talking about me. I have to make myself pray. I have to make myself read.
Amen.
My flesh gets more rebellious the older it gets. Don, you didn't think that could happen, did you? My flesh gets more rebellious. It don't want to go. It don't want to do. It don't want to stand. It don't want to study. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, and perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity, in the bond of sin. Then answered Simon and said, pray. Simon realized that he couldn't even pray, that he was in a gall of bitterness. And then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages in Samaria. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word. I hope